Blog Talk Radio.
What the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady, see the blues. She's got to know just what the blues is all about. Omika's Mantu Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiyika Bidiako-Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth.
Once again, thank you for joining the Care to Read Room. What you've just heard is an introduction of my new CD that will be coming out shortly. You'll be able to find that on my website. Thank you for being a part of the Care to Read Room and listening to the CDs that have been pre-recorded. And we'd like to invite you to be a part of our health education segment of the show. We're working on the 17th segment. For those of you who have been following us very closely, we'd like to thank you and once again welcome you. And we'd like to invite you to borrow your world for approximately 60 minutes, and we'll give you your world back to you. Today's show will be featuring talking about information concerning online schools, free online schools, I might add, looking for a university that offers free courses online. The Institute shares information to help you shape your educational resources. And we'll be discussing those documents with you about where you can go and find the open classroom in today's segment. As you know, we have covered segments pertaining to early childhood development, looking at curriculum, also looking at how to become an advisor. This will be very beneficial for those people who are seeking to close the gap of disparity. As you know, we are a consumer and family education organization underwritten by Project 2019. Now, Project 2019 has been out there in the trenches for some time now, and they have been working towards closing the gap of disparity. I'd like to read you a little something that we put out under statistics for Project 2019. And this was designed for a recreational center that was held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And most of you know that high school dropout rates are high, and they are constantly rising all over the nation, and the test scores are low. It was just written recently where our organization was reporting the test scores of the ACT and the SAT scores were very, very low. Now, here Milwaukee reports, and it says, as well as in Milwaukee and other parts of the country, it said that the results of the test scores were extremely low. Now, Milwaukee also has a Project 2019 that has been seeking to close the gap of disparity of low test scores, as well as getting those students ready for a preparation program to go on to college. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very necessary that I should tell you this. Preparation for college is the way to go. If you don't have the aptitude or the skills to be in a college and you need remediation, there are remediation programs available to you. Help is available. For those of you who have been wanting to go to college for some time, to advance yourself and to also close the gap of the statistical findings showing that African Americans are the lowest on the totem pole to complete credentials. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The documents and statistics are out, and you can find them through reading through various different documents at the library as well, or doing your own research. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that Project 2019 have decided to make their mission statement, a mission statement that works on closing the gap of ignorance, stupidity, and disparity of people who do not have credentials or some sort of certificate showing that they have advanced their training. We are trying to close that gap so that there won't be an opportunity to turn you away for that job because of the fact that you are not prepared. There are institutions and open learning available to you, ladies and gentlemen, and we plan on talking about those things today. So you're in for a treat this evening, and I'd like to go to a station identification, and then we're going to come back. And as you know, we always prepare a ritual for our family, and this is called the Talking Cure. I'd like to give it a name. So this segment of the show is called the Talking Cure. I know you don't have to tell me many of you have been healed just through the rituals alone, and you look forward to them. I know that because it is a talking mechanism for you to begin the process of healing yourself. Didn't you know that? You can heal yourself when you start the meditation process. Let me go to station identification, and I will be right back at you in the air.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some come see. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this door. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Yes, I'm about to purify Omi Inka. Would you please pour the water? Okay, a little bit more. All right, that's good. She's purified.
Now, I'm looking out in the audience to see if I can find that elder who's been so supportive of our rituals. I think I found her and spotted her. I'm going to see if she can give me the go-ahead to go on with this ritual. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do have permission to speak. Go right ahead with my permission.
Thank you very much, Elder. It is just a blessing to have elders and to also have Baba Walls in the audience that can assist me, family members, African family. I think it's important for you to bring your families right along with you in your effort to find spirituality so that they can participate in your rituals, in the process of prayer. And today I'm going to do a prayer for you because I know that there are still Christians who have not matriculated to the level where most African authentic people are and still do need the power of a prayer. Prayer is a behavior meditation, and it is a form of changing the atmosphere's vibration, and prayer is only a vibration. But it might be necessary for some of you who might be going through something today. And as you know, I do believe in the power of prayer. I have not given up the power of prayer. I merely call on my ancestors because they are a part of the ritual, and you must learn to include them. Now, as I begin to include them, and upon completing the named ceremony, I would also urge you, if you have young children, to have them dedicated back. have them dedicated back to the Most High and complete a ritual and find somebody in the community that does naming ceremonies to name the child and to dedicate the child. That is a mark tool that you want to mark in your home in the child's life so that that child understands that during that particular time that they do not belong to themselves. We do not belong to ourselves. We are basically a steward over our lives, but we do not belong to ourselves. We have a debt to pay, and that debt to pay is a high one. So therefore, we have to be very careful of how we construct and direct our lives and making sure that we include time out for prayer. And as I call out the names of our heroes and sheroes, upon completing that, I will go directly into a prayer. I have been purified. I'm looking to my east and my west. And I want to remember to make sure that I pour libation. Water has no enemy, ladies and gentlemen. It is pure. It has no enemies, and it comes to us neutral. And as we take the water and pour libation, we pour libations to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east. And we say, Ashe, meaning so be it, so let it be done. And in pouring libation, this is a ritual where the water hits the ground. In some cases, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to set water out on your altar. 7 glasses, approximately 9 glasses, dedicating each one of those glasses of water to your mother spirit, your father spirit, and to your Ori spirit, and to your Babalaw and your Yeye spirit, your mother spirit. And as you take those waters have a frequency. And as the water stay clear and stay floating, the water will begin to rush in your life and you will have currency that moves. You want to change that water on a weekly basis so that it doesn't dry out. Now, I also taught you that it's very important when you are preparing special meals in your home that you remember to set a place out for your loved ones. That's right. We don't know when they might want to come and join us. And if we always invite them, and encourage them to leave a plate out for them would mean that you are inviting them at any time. Now, these are not strange things. These are not hoodoo, voodoo. These are things that come from our lineage and our tradition. Please don't get it twisted. We have to acknowledge the fact that we learn scriptures as well as we learn about our ancestors. That's why I only know scriptures too. I've read the Bible and know scriptures and can recite a prayer. A powerful prayer, I might add, one that will be moving enough to make things change in your life. You must learn to pray also. Pray for yourself. Don't wait for everybody else to be an intercessor for you, but learn to pray for yourself. Now, I will go on with the ceremonies here as I prepare the drums and get them ready. Pardon me for 1 second. I'm going to bring the drums on. Now, hopefully, in the future, we will have some djembe drum players, and we have friends in our family that do play the djembe drums. Unfortunately, we're not able to bring them on live for you, but may this make do for those of you who need to get in the proper setting. As I begin to call out the names of our heroes and sheroes, know this, that energy never dies. It cannot be dissipated. It vibrates even unto the grave. Now, they say that our way is gone forever. They say that the ancestors don't live. They say that we cannot talk to spirits, but one must believe, and I do believe, and that is why I'm inviting the ancestors in today, and I've already asked my elders for permission to speak. Ancestors, you are definitely welcome here today, and we ask you to permeate this room. We ask you to take control of this service and direct and guide and allow us to come out front and stand on your shoulder. I like to call the name of Harriet Tubman, Ashe. George Washington Carver, Ashe. I like to call the name of Langston Hughes, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. I like to call the name of Marian Anderson, Shay. I'd like to call the name of Rosa Parks, Shay. Sojourner Truth, Shay. W.E.B. DeBoris, Shay. Zora Neale Hurston, Shay. And for any of those ancestors unbeknown to us who might be on their way, not yet arriving yet, but are en route, we say Ashe. And to those ancestors who are not yet born, who will come in the form of a child, we say Ashe to those ancestors. And may they forevermore be pleased with our work and effort. And may the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. And as we began to call on our personal ancestors, you should be standing now calling on a list of names that you have placed on your altar of your family members, of those who have expired, and keep each one of their names in an obituary. It's important for the living to stay in contact with the dead. I'd like to call on Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy P. Harvey, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Aunt Mitchell Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Tommy Pete Sr. Harvey, Ashe. And that includes all of those ancestors that may be unbeknown to us who did not make it through the womb, who made their transition at birth. And we'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and may you always remember that it is important for you to keep a list of all of their names and keeping their obituaries to keep their memory alive, ladies and gentlemen. You are not trying to recreate the dead, because the dead frequencies will always be vibrating around you. And know this, ladies and gentlemen, as you set the water out, it is a currency. Water has no enemy, and water will definitely open the way for you and bring you good success. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, that you perform rituals at all times in your life. Africans are always perfecting and perfecting and perfecting, more better and more better. Is what their attempt is, because Africans know that they can never settle with just mediocre. They have to always be aspiring to get a little higher. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say something to you that I did say. I was going to say a prayer for those Christians in the room, for those Jewish people, theologians, Catholic people who are used to having prayer. We're going to remember prayer when we do our rituals, because it's important for you to understand that God is not a bellhop, and that when you do a prayer, you use affirmations as well as speaking to God as if you are talking to yourself. And as I pray this prayer, remember your higher self resides within you, and that is the Godhead that is up on your head, and it is called your own re. So you're not speaking and praying out in the atmosphere to some spook God, but you're speaking to the higher God that resides within you. When he breathed the life into you, he gave you a bit of his essence. So his essence resides with you. So therefore, when you tell yourself you're going to get up and do better, then you will do better, because you have spoken and made the prayer known to yourself. As we bow our heads today, with humble hearts, we come before you, asking that our higher self will begin to rise up, and our higher self will be stirred up inside of us, and that as we speak the words and call on our ancestors and call on our deities, Obatala, Jungo, Alegba, Yamenja, Ishun, We call on the deities that they may be also working for us in a day-to-day basis. Help us to see the light and help us to walk by the light and not by flesh, but by the Spirit. Have I drawn thee with love and kindness? Help us to seek out those that are in need, finding the widow, finding those that are lost, and giving them the direction for life in their life. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the service that you've given us today. We thank you for the food on our table. We thank you for all opportunities that have been made available to us. And as we begin to look within ourselves to find our true higher self, our spirit man and female, we know that the male and female lies within duality. And women, we can do nothing of ourselves. And men, you can do nothing aside from us. We are your heaven. We are your heaven. And between the legs of a woman, we know all life came. And that is where heaven begins. And we want to praise the woman today. We want to lift her high because she truly is a God, bringing all living life through her. Let us always see her as equal beside her man. And we thank you, great force, the great forces of the wind and the great forces of the atmosphere. Let us be connected to the coyote. Let us be connected to the wild eagle. Let us be connected to even the little fish in the sea. Let us be connected to brooks. And let us be connected to the jackal. We are part of these animals. We are kin to the Mother Nature and Earth. Let us remember that if we cannot commune with Mother Earth, then we have lost our connection back to ourselves. Let us be connected to all forces of the earth and give us dominion over everything that we set our hands to. Father, whatsoever is above is below. If you have given us the ability to take dominion over these things within the earth, then let us truly stand forward and be the leaders of the world. Thank you that we might be pleasing to your ears today. Thank you that the words that we're speaking today might draw one and bring one into subjection. It is not our will that any should perish. It is not your will that none should go astray. But for those of our family members who have gone astray, let us reach out and snatch them back from the annals of hell. We know that hell is right here on earth. It is not some deep place away from us, but right here, every day we go through a hell, Father. But help us to understand that we can create that heaven through speaking the words today. And we speak the words to let heaven come here on this earth. And may you have the pleasure of knowing heaven through a woman. And may you also gain the understanding that men, your women is your best asset, your own asset. And if you do not know the benefit of a woman, do not bother to bow down to ask for anything of yourself and of the Creator. Because you must understand that a woman is the essence of God. It is the feminine side of God. And as we begin to bring this prayer to a close, know this, ladies and gentlemen, that you must meditate on the word, taking deep breath, breathing inside the natural oxygen of the atmosphere, and breathing out and dispelling the toxicity. As we begin to take these deep breaths, we put ourselves in a trance. And as we go into a trance, we ask God to allow us to manifest ourselves in a higher height and a deeper depth. And as we go into this lesson today, may we gain knowledge and understanding. And above all, God begin to bless every household that is represented here. And every household, may they gain prosperity. But Father, first help us to be good stewards so that you are satisfied and pleased with our work. And Father, let us understand that material things we must separate from. It is not the material things that will give us good success, but our connection and our ability to reach the ear of the King. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to reconnect with my higher self. Because I know that it's not material things that will advance us, but only our connection to our spiritual realm. And now that the year of 2012 is on its way, help us to understand as we usher in this new year that we are ready to change our position on racism, on discrimination, on biases and partiality. And help us to unite with all religions, forces, and with all races of people, and help them to understand that we begin this process through speaking and speaking the truth and what things need to be changed. And we thank you, Lord, that you're already making the arrangements to change the course of this earth. So when the new 2011 roll in, the only way we can enter into a new dispensation is we must have a mind change. We must be reborn again and transformed. And I'm not talking about going through your mother's womb and being born again, but you must be transformed. You must be born again. And you must change your eyesight and your thoughts of hatred and bitterness and come into a liveliness of understanding, love, peace, and understanding. One mind, one unit, and one world. We thank you for the opportunity to bow our heads before you, and may we forevermore remember that it is not about ourselves, but because we are connected, which makes us strong. Thank you so much as we take deep breaths, as we breathe in and out the oxygen, and confirm and make aspirations today, and affirm that we will decree a thing, and whatever we decree, whatever is decreed will be so. So let earth prosper today, and let those at the sound of my voice and every household that's represented here prosper today in their spirituality and in the world. And we forevermore will be grateful to thank you and give you all the homage and praise. We say thank you. We say praise be to the Most High. Amen. Amen. Freedom, if you want to be whole and free, then you must get in contact with your higher self. You must tap into those powers today, ladies and gentlemen. You can do that today in the Care to Read room. It's okay. It's okay to get possessed. It's okay to meditate, and it's okay to get beside yourself, because in unraveling, you can find yourself, and then you can know yourself. Every day, we become closer acquainted with ourselves. God is still working things out within us. We want to thank our higher self. If we are to have good success, we want to thank our own we. And if we are to prosper, we want to thank our own we. Thank your own we today, because it is your own we who go all the way with you on every journey. Mothers can't go with you. Fathers can't go with you. But your own we will go all the way with you. The Godhead who's been placed inside of you to cooperate with you on one accord. Be at peace with yourself and others around you. And teach your children to always find peace within themselves so that peace can be shared abroad. This concludes our ceremonial for this evening. We will go right into our topic after this, thanking you so much for being a part. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what you've done for yourself. You've taken the time to pray. It is very important for you to take the time to use aspirations and to use meditation techniques to help yourself along the way, because you must pray for yourself every day. So thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right into our topic for this evening. For those of you who stayed with us all the way through the ceremony, you want to congratulate yourself. And I'd like to say, so how does the African feel this evening? And how are the children? You could say, I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. And because I have bettered myself, then you can better yourself. I cannot get on the other side without pulling something else up by the bootstrap and helping them on the other side. We advance together, ladies and gentlemen. We are one. We are one unit, and we must see ourselves that way. Please do not covet other people's belongings. Please do not desire to have more material things. The less things that you have to worry about, the less time you spend in turmoil. Most of these things keep you in turmoil because you're worried about how to keep them paid for or how to get more of those substances. Now, free yourself of some of these material things. And as you free yourself of these material things, you'll let go all of the grief and frustration. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm saying that to you because I once had things and had to learn to release myself from things. Material things are designed to put you in bondage. And right now, we're trying to get free and whole. So for those of you who are ready to get free and whole, you must seek out education so you can work for yourself independently. Now, I'm going to go to station identification for a minute. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease.
Mind of Peace, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him and your peace. It will continue to increase. Create the mind of peace within you, which was also in the Creator too. Now you know just what to do. Be strong in the power of his might and don't give up this fight. Walk in the spirit and not in sight. At times, it will look like the enemy is winning, you'll think. And just when you're at the end of your brink, he'll throw you a lifeline so you won't sink. When you send out the SOS sign, then you would have already completed the test. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him, and your peace will continue to increase. Now remember that you are no longer held at ransom because the debt was paid with quite a handsome price for your peace. That will continue to increase. With a mind stayed on him, your peace will continue to increase.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for going the whole way with me. And I'm still borrowing your airways at this particular time. And as I told you, we will start right on the topic. And that topic for this evening is called Open Learning. And where can you find universities that offer open learning, institutions that offer courses for free? I'd like to read you something from the open learning. First of all, you probably want to know, what is open learning? The Open University is a giving organization. It gives free online access to the selection of high-quality open education resources. Now, what I mean by resources are materials and books and articles that you can read free of charge. The Open Learning website is www.openopen.ac.uk/openopenlearn. You can access that website. It is an international UK website, but you can access that website at your convenience. Often a range of subjects in areas such as postgraduate courses as well as graduate levels. And it's over 5,000 learning hours of content, ladies and gentlemen. And they make this available online from Open University courses. And these resources are not only free to access, but educational practitioners can continue combining these courses together, combine them with their own materials from their own sources under a flexible Creative Commons copyright. Now, there's a copyright that they allow you to work under. It's a copyright license. And the states of these learning support the social networking tools. And there are some social networking tools that you have to access. And they connect the learner and the educator in an online learning community. So you will be working with a community. All those open resources are available at no cost. It is still necessary for the learners to register. So you're going to have to register and give your personal information for a course. And if they want to become an Open University student, and if you want to have the support of a tutor. Now, they will also provide you with the support of a tutor, which is great, okay? The support of a tutor to sit for an exam and gain qualification. Now, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You can get the support you need, and help is available. And why are they going to do this, they asked. They said, the Open University is open to people, places, methods, and ideas. Open learning, it builds upon the extended mission statement that they have put out there. It makes high-quality open learning materials available to more people. That's one of the reasons, both individuals and groups, opening up the opportunity for non-formal learning. Now, if you can remember what I was talking about with the CDA is a non-formal learning, meaning that they will take your life experiences, allow you to take courses at the continuing education level, workshops, seminars, symposium, then it will assess those courses. And if those courses dictate that they have had so many clock hours, they can then render you a translation for credit hours. Okay? Work with others to include hard-to-reach groups, and that would be your special populations with special needs that are challenged, and tackle educational disadvantages in more places. Now, more so than ever before, we have people with challenged behaviors. Sometimes they did not get through school properly, and they need remediation. They need to go back and relearn different tasks and different techniques. And within both the developmental and developing world, especially those for whom costs would normally be a barrier. Say, for example, you are caught in between your income where your parents are making too much money, but yet you're living in their household and you don't actually make that money, but you're no longer qualified because 50% of your income is being taken, you're being taken care of by a family member. So therefore, you're not eligible for the Pell Grant to go back to school. So all you can get is the Stanford loan and more loans and more loans. And then you begin to wonder, well, if I get all these loans and I get a degree where I can only make $30,000 in a job and I end up with $60,000 worth of loans, now you go figure that. It sounds like you're paying more for the degree than what you're going to actually gain in your yearly salary. So you have to definitely consider that. And it empowers people in an information-rich world, which is what we're living in. And Project 2019 is very familiar with that, and that's why they want us to have an information-enriched world. And it says here it empowers people in an information world like we are trying to do. We're trying to get an understanding of appropriate methods that involve web-based learning techniques and peer support network to enhance learning and teaching. Now, on that note, I want to just throw something in there that I think that might be interesting to you called Alumni. And Alumni is an effort to offer all educators an opportunity to have a web-based classroom where they can have a meeting room free of charge. And this organization has even partnered with other organizations, which I am a partner of, and we'll be working with to help to set up the Lumini for the classroom, which are virtuous classrooms with a whiteboard and a blackboard, so that there is an opportunity to actually hold class and to download materials and to interact with the student. Now, that is an excellent program. It will allow you to set up your webinars as long as there are three people or less. Now, if you go into more students or more people, then you will have a fee to pay. There are tons of programs out there that will lend you a trial program for a year. Lumini actually gives you this program for a whole year for a trial period, ladies and gentlemen, and that is something fantastic. Now, they are busy doing 2.0. I don't know if you're familiar with 2.0, but it is a form of software that is similar to what they use with the podcast. It is an excellent form of software, and I would urge you to definitely take a look at that. Now, creatively developing the ideas about quality insurance and intellectual property, right, and move both of the thinking and the practices to these is what they want to move up. Now, they're saying they're trying to get more African-American people in college. Now, there's a big push to try to get females there, but we're going to have to work on getting our male there. Most of our males, when they get in school, they become disenfranchised, and some of them drop out earlier, even though they have gotten a scholarship, because they have not had proper entrance into college. Maybe they never attended a pre-college program. Now, mothers, if you have children that you know are challenged and that you know are special ed recipients, but yet they want to go to college, guess what? They can go to college. But you need to put them in the pre-college programs, which are also free of charge. And in enrolling them in these pre-college programs, you can start as early as fourth grade, where they can go to a community college that will allow them to have preparatory work and training at the actual college every summer and as well as throughout the year. These students then begin to learn that they can thrive in a college setting. It's giving the inspiration and the encouragement that they can do well. Plus, after they walk up that corridor and those steps, then know that they can do it. And as they do this year after year and they stay with this program, when someone says you're going to college, they don't fear it because they've already had a chance to get over the fear because they've actually gone through summer prep programs. Now, I know about these programs because I've worked in these programs and written curriculum for universities who house these programs. They're fantastic pre-college programs. Mothers, if you don't do anything else for your special ed children, get them involved in those programs. Go right to the school, the university, ask for the special education department. Let them know that your child is receiving substance and SSI. Let them know that they are a child with a label and will need the help. And by golly, they have a department that will do just that, assist that child and help that child throughout his 4 years of college. And even though he's special needs, he still will be given allowances will be made and certain equipment will also through the special population department, they will allow him special equipment such as computers, such as special keyboard, and if they need Braille. All those things are available. But guess what? Now here's your chance to use your advocacy skill. Oh, you say, Omi, you're now saying you got to be an advocate? Yes. You're going to have to put your advocate's hat on now. And mom and dad, this is where you both need to go to the school and advocate for your child by cutting through that bureaucracy. Oh, boy, because it's going to be a bunch of bureaucracy you will have to cut through. What do I mean by that? I mean doing your homework ahead of time, finding out your child's disability, finding out what the ADA law says about the disability, his limitation or her limitations and what she will need personal help with, finding out if she needs a tutor or he needs a tutor, and getting all your facts together so you know exactly what to ask for when you come into the institution. Now, if you're shy, bashful, and don't have a clue about your child's disability, and you go in there and say, I don't know, whatever you need, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, then guess what? You won't get anything. But if you go in there saying, I'm well familiar with my child's disability, these are the discrepancies, this is what he needs help with, and I think that if we can supply him with X, Y, Z, he can do well, then that really tells the university something, that you know what you're talking about. And by all means, pick up a copy of the article for your state. Pick up the 504, which are services that your child can get while right in the public schools. 504 has funding set aside for these children. If their funding is still available, you could ask for them even in high school. So when they transition in their transition plan, which they're supposed to have, by the way, by the age of 14, that transition plan will spell out exactly what that child's goals are and what his needs are and what are his plans for exiting high school. Is he going to the workforce? Is he going to the Army? Or is he matriculating right into college? And guess what? You can send your child to college if he has the aptitude. Now, if he needs a little bit more tutoring, you can also get the tutoring you need. But you want to definitely take advantage of that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's available to you. Now, I want to go on to say, with the special population, and you know who you are. Special populations mean a child that may be challenged health-wise, mentally-wise, psychologically-wise, challenged. And it just also may be if the child is suffering from a disability that is not visible. Yes, there are disabilities that are not visible, that no one can see. However, they're there, and the parents and the father and the mom know about them, so they have to make the school acquainted with them. Don't go in there pretending like now that Johnny's graduated, he no longer needs special ed, and he no longer needs any adaptability, and you go and wonder why he didn't do well, and you didn't take advantage of all of the services that are available. Don't do that, mother. And I'm telling you that if you have apprehension because you think it's going to create a scar of some sort or it's going to make you feel embarrassed because he's had a label on since he's been in school, this is a time to take advantage of that label. There are children who do so well with their disability and because the counselor has saw fit to get that child out there as an advocate to advocate for others, they have made arrangements for some of these children to travel abroad. That's right. They have made special arrangements so these children can lobby for themselves and become advocates as representatives from the United States. So there's a lot of things that you can be taking advantage of, mothers, for your children as an advocate. How do I know that? Because I'm an international advocate for children under STOMP. Overseas, children who come overseas with special needs. That's right, and early intervention from birth to three for children and parents who have children with special needs. It's a great job to be an advocate. Do we get paid? And sometimes we don't get paid enough. But nevertheless, parent, you have to teach your child to self-advocate for themselves. Now, let me go on. So much for special needs and for challenged children. I think you know what I'm talking about. Now, I want to get right into what they're offering. Now, it says here that Moodles, which is a form of software, an open source of virtual learning environment, is the delivery mechanism for two interlinked websites that offer educational practitioners and learners the opportunity to engage with open educational resources in a number of ways. And what are those ways? And it goes on to say, the learning space is primarily for anyone who wants to learn. Whatever their educational needs and experiences, the resources can be studied by both individual learners and by original or self-organizing groups, and are equally assured by the Open University. Key feature includes, now this is what they include for the key features, units of between 3 to 20 hours of study time on specific topics, the equivalent of an evening's thought to a week work. Then it says learning outcome for each unit and self-assessment activities, suggested learning pathways all through the learners remain free to organize their study in the suite, okay, in a suit for their own needs. And it also goes on to discuss the forums to enable learners to engage with peers and personal portfolios to keep track of the ideas and resources and the blogging tools to publish thoughts. Now, they also offer the blogging tools so that they can start publishing. A range of learning support and social networking tools have been also incorporated into the learning space to proliferate the differences and informal modes of communication and learning that happens on the traditional campus, as well as studying and accessing particular areas of knowledge and educational expertise. Learners can join discussion forums, write and record blogs, and use online video conferencing and instant messages to form study groups. Sounds a lot like alumni. Now, these are all free, ladies and gentlemen. So that means that you are acquainting your students and yourself with materials that will allow you to be enrolled at the university free of charge. You can even combine your own materials from other schools that you're paying for to make a more enriched program. The lab space is a community-led environment for educational practitioners and more adventures and for learners. It fosters the concept of sharing and reusing material for each user. The access amends the versions of the learning space resources, access archives and courses and materials from Open University courses, enrich and redevelop existing open educational resources, influences and participates in the development of our new study, their new study, they said, and the new units or the new visionary of study units, uploads and shares personal open educational resources that they have available. They find other users and start with the interesting materials that they have, which are specialists not that has acknowledged that they would like to share this material. Now, what they're telling you in reality as an overview is that they're at the top of their class with this high-tech material, and they're willing to share it with you free of charge. They have the Creative Commons license as well. Now, all of this is licensed, and once it's licensed, they allow you to act and utilize this material without having to get a license of your own. Open educational resources from the Open University are being made available under an attribution, the non-commercial, share-alike, Creative Commons license. And this means that the users are free to copy, distribute, display, and use these resources and to make these things available in their classroom. The materials are free to use, and they cannot, it says here, the original sources of the material, they cannot use the resources for commercial purposes. Now, you cannot take this material and sell it and make a profit. No, you cannot do that. They will not allow you to use it for commercial purposes. And if they, it says, and if they after transform or build upon these resources, the resulting work must be distributed, not only under a license identification, but see, you must give permission for that if you're going to be expounding upon it. Now, I said a whole mouthful, but what I want to say in my own words is that you just have to know where to look for these free services. Now, for those mothers who have challenged children, there are parent information centers that are free of charge, and they're in all four cardinal directions of the county. In wherever state you're located, you can go to your state and find a parent information center that is willing to assist you, give you all the resources, and to prepare that child to go on to enroll in a university if he is a special needs child. More than likely, parents, before you exit from that school, you should have a plan of study for transitioning into the community, either the workforce or the university, and they could give you all the references of the schools that are willing to assist your children who have a special challenge need. Now, for those parents who are currently enrolling online and accessing these resources, make sure you share that information with people in your community by letting them know that there are services out there that are free. I can begin to tell you all of the parenting programs that are available where you can go online, take these workshops, and become credentialed and become an advocate. That's right. Right now, you can become a surrogate advocate. Through your state, you can enroll in the surrogate advocate training program. Here in our state, it's called InSource. If you can't find the name of your state, then check with your local library and ask them who is your representative for your state. And let them know you want to take training classes because your child is getting ready to transition into the community out of high school, and you want the child to go to college, and you're looking for services and universities that they can enroll in. The open learning is just one source that I thought that I would share with you today. However, there are many more. It's very important that you should understand you have to do some homework on your own. Now, tell them that only said to look those children in their face and tell them, yes, you can go to college if you want to. There are services made available to you. And parents, you must know this. You must know that there are resources for you. And you must also take advantage of the resources because remember I said it no longer takes a village to raise a child because we know that there's nobody home at the village. So we must raise up a parent. And as we raise up the parent, we in turn raise up a village, and that village will house the child. Therefore, we know that the parent is the first teacher. Don't get it twisted. The parent is the first teacher, and there's somebody home that wants to learn today. There's parents that have been beckoning and asking somebody to help them, and guess what? Omi's going to help them. Parents, I'm going to help you. All you need to do is make your request known. I'm here at your service. I am a parent information advocate, and I will direct you to the path to find this information. You've got to find it for yourself, and you've got to show your children how to advocate. And there are jobs available for you too, parent. Wait till we get into the topic of special needs and disability. Oh, boy, aren't you going to become employed as an advocate? Ladies and gentlemen, let's do that with the success of our time is up, ladies and gentlemen. But we will be back tomorrow.
Separate and apart, and now's the time to come together to open up our hearts and see the love among us that's calling us to.
Because I'm kin to you, you're kin to me, we're kin to that coyote, we're kin to that fox, we're kin to that river, we're kin to that ocean, we're kin to that creek. We're all connected. And if we all come together on one accord, we can make this dream come alive. And I'm not talking about Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. You got to have your own dream, because as we dream and dream dreams together, we can begin to see that people are uniting on one accord, black and white, Jews and Gentiles coming together for that main purpose, so that we all can prosper. Not one man, not one woman, but all men and women will come together and be able to prosper. And we can make this happen because we're answering the planet's call today. And I want to say thank you to all of you who stayed the whole course of the time. Remember that prayer is important. Bow down on your knees and say a prayer for your family. Say a prayer for Omi. Keep me in your prayers. And oftentimes, call out your ancestors' names and remember them, because they are the sum total of why you came. They're keeping you on course. And don't forget about them. They're part of your family. It's very important that you should find ways of getting tutelage and training. Go off to those colleges and in your neighborhood. Some of you are living right next to a college. Find out what services and resources that you can access. And if your child has special needs, that's even more reason for you to access what the government has made available to you. Yes, they want you to train your children. They want you to find these things. Nothing is hidden under the sun, and there's nothing new under the sun. This material has always been here, just like us Africans have always been here. They don't know a time when we wasn't here. That means that we're the old people of this earth. Don't think that it's strange that Omi should be teaching you and guiding you. I'm an old mother. I've been brought here back for several times, and hopefully this particular time around that I will get it right before I go back to my ancestorship. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep occupying until the end comes, and I'll tell you to do the same thing, because Africans are always perfecting more better and more good, more better and more good. Like we would like to think that the Africans were always perfecting because they didn't stop when they built the pyramids. They were building the pyramids on their downslide when they were on their way out of here, dying off. Can you imagine what ancient houses that they built underground with window panes and the elaborate buildings that were built and the universities? Just go over and look into Africa. Look and take a look at some of the materials and things that they used. Even the fluorescent light was found in the tombs of some of the mummies. That should tell you how much they were perfecting. It is a proud opportunity, I think, to be connected to the ancient world, to be connected to our ancestors who were part of Egypt. Yes, African Americans, you were a part of your ancient brothers and sisters, the Egyptian, your Nubian. And don't forget that. The sooner you forget it, the less you will feel that you're great. You must feel the greatness around you and know that at one time there was greatness in you, and there still is greatness. Don't let anyone tell you falsehoods about your history. Don't let anyone tell you that it doesn't matter if you were part of history. It does matter. Be a part of the solution. Change things today. Help your white Caucasian brothers and sisters learn more about who you were and show them and teach them so that they can begin to see the respect they must give to all people. No matter where we came from, we are all equal in the creator's sight. We must also remember that through learning and perfecting and getting better, it allows us to be great intellects. The Africans were once great intellects who brought about reasoning. And if we brought about reasons, we can do it again, ladies and gentlemen. Help us to help ourselves. We must go clean ourselves up and go back and meditate and remember who we were. We were once kings and queens. Remember the time when you were kings and queens and you were not in the urban setting, setting the all-time population on high of killing one another. You were extending a hand instead of the fist, and you were reaching out to one another and lifting them up. You were not engaging in this hooplamous living, but you were engaging in love, peace, and kindness, one nation under a groove. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. We can do that again. With the help of our sisters and brothers, I can do no better unless I reach back and help each one of our different family members to get up that ladder. Black man, white man, Jew, we're talking about all of you. If I believe that we all come into consciousness, no matter what our race is, no matter what our creed is, because the Africans believe in everyone prospering. Let's prosper together, ladies and gentlemen. To God be the glory, and may you go and ask God to make his face shine upon you, and may he give you his perfect peace. And on that note, I say, oh, double.